So recently, I've been getting horny at like the most inopportune times, having the wildest fucking thoughts, and they get me so worked up. For instance, I had this job interview yesterday. I woke up super fucking horny for God knows what reason. But I was also pretty late, so I really couldn't do anything about it, which totally sucks. But I had gotten dressed and I went downstairs and my very opinionated mother decided to tell me that my top was too low cut. Which, she wasn't wrong. I mean, not trying to brag, but when you have tits the size of mine, they're kind of hard to hide no matter the fucking shirt. But I thought about it and I just decided that arguing didn't make sense and I would just button it up. But the more that I thought about it, the more it got me going. Thinking about whoever was interviewing me, that maybe I could walk into this interview and just automatically know the first thing they noticed about me were my two round, soft eyes. Yes, of course I'm talking about my eyes. Yet, no, I really wanted them to try to look at my tits. When I left the house, I unbuttoned not just the one, but another one as well. Oh, I know, how scandalous of me, right? Anyway, I get to the store and I'm looking around for whoever I'm supposed to find, and I just can't. So I walk up to this male associate, which is, by the way, worth this side note, is seemingly very attractive, and I ask him who I have to find. He brings me over to the interviewer and he says, "Good luck, I hope you do well." And all I could think was, fuck, if I'm working with you, yeah, I hope I do well too. Now, all this time, I'm trying to sit in this interview and be my best self, answer all these questions about my experience and why I could be a good fit, but all I could fucking think about was if that damn associate could fit in me. Just think about it, you know? All of the adventures I could have in this huge fucking store. The bathrooms, the warehouse, fucking out back of the store. Fuck, maybe just in the office, you know? The interview can stay if she wants, too. Three's a fucking party, after all. But holy fuck. I'm in this interview and she's talking about her 3-year-old kid and maternity leave while I'm over here rubbing my thighs together hard enough that I could come right there and then. Thinking about just getting down on my knees and looking up at this guy while we're in the middle of the store, just getting the living shit fucked out of my face. You know, eyes watering, face covered in spit on display for everyone to see, showing everyone exactly what I have to offer this company. You know, like guzzling this guy's cum down my throat while people are innocently clothes shopping. Call it side attraction entertainment. Thinking about who else in the store would want to join. You know, I did say 3's a party, but I've got a hell of a stamina. Taking me to the back, you know, bending me over a couple of boxes or a stepladder, and you know, just really giving it to me. You know, I mean, I was thinking about it. Well, we're at it. It's a fucking clothing store, right? There's gotta be belts somewhere. Just wrap that around my throat and tug me back into your fucking throbbing cock. See, I'm even getting worked up now. Whew. I mean, getting so fucking close and not even caring about the noises coming out of us. Just getting degraded and used. You fucking whore that I am. Can't you imagine getting bread or breeding someone just in the middle of your work day? Best fucking day of the week. One of the many reasons birth control is my favorite fucking thing in the world. Breed me as many times as you want. Please make me your fucking cum dump. Oh my god. But, I mean, yeah, I think I'm gonna get the job. The interview went pretty well, despite all of that, and I do have an associate giving me one hell of a recommendation.